بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب، من يعمل سوءا يجز به ولا يجد له من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا. Today's in Saudi are the days of Dhul-Hijjah, the ninth, and the Hajjis are making their way to Arafat at the moment. So our heart should be with them. We are very far away, but our heart, our feeling should be with them. And we should be also engaging in du'as, etc., for ourselves, for our dunya, our akhirah, and for the whole ummah, the Palestinians particularly, and all the other Muslims in the world. So we should, this day, Allah loves his ibadah. There isn't any other day in which Allah loves his ibadah more than this day. And the best zikr to make is the fourth kalima. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, biyadihi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. We should try and read that as much as possible today, and engage in du'as as well. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The ayat under discussion is also a very, very important ayat, as all other ayat are. And it is for us to pay due attention to the meaning of this ayat, that we don't just take ourselves for granted, and we just don't write off anyone, but we give it very important attention as what the Quran Sharif has given it. The ayat is, لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ نَا تُمْهَارِ اُمِيدُوا پَرْ مَدَارِ هَيْ. Any matter is not on your wishful thinking. What you thinking and what you make out of yourself and what you think about others, no matter decides upon any wishful thinking. وَلَا أَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ اور نہ اہل کتاب کی امیدوں پر. And neither is any matter decided on the reality of any matter by the wishful thinking of the اہل کتاب, the book, the people of the scriptures, the people of the books, the Jews and the Christians. To understand this, we have to look at the occasions when this ayat was revealed. On one occasion, the اہل کتاب, the Jews and Christians, and the Muslims were debating and arguing amongst themselves. The Ahle Kitab told that our Kitab came first. Our Nabi came before your Nabi. That's why our religion is better than your religion. And we are better than you in the eyes of Allah, because our Nabis came before your Nabi and our Kitab came before your Nabi, before your Kitab. The Muslims replied and told that our Nabi came the last, by which he cancelled the teachings of all the previous Anbiya, and all that what was right is incorporated in the Quran Sharif. And this is the Nasikh, the Kitab that has cancelled, abrogated all what was in the past. And our Nabi is the final Nabi. There is no Nabi to come after him, so he is the greatest Nabi. So in this way they were arguing and disputing among themselves. Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat that on your wishful thinking and your saying, I am better, you are better, we are better than you, nothing depends on that. It is on your actual action. What your iman is on Allah Ta'ala, what your actions are, whether we have got iman on Allah Ta'ala or not. And that also each one of us must test ourselves, whether we have got iman or not. Just from the Quran Sharif itself, if we do an asset test, we find the Bedouins who were people who were very open-hearted, and they did not have any diplomacy, any sarcasm or anything in them. They were simple, straightforward people. And they came and they said, Qalatil A'rabu Amanna. These Bedouins said, we have brought iman. And they were not making stories or anything. Genuinely, they believed they had brought iman. But Allah Ta'ala immediately retorted and said, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. Don't say that you have brought iman. You haven't still got the reality of iman. This is your wishful thinking that you have got iman. ولكن قولوا أسلمنا. Yes, you may say so. So you are genuine, simple, straightforward people that you have submitted, you have accepted Islam, and you have the right to say if you have got iman. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And when iman will enter into your heart, that is the time you have the right to say that we have got iman. So just like that, for us just to claim I'm a Muslim, I'm a mu'min, that is just our wishful thinking. Check our practices. And if we check our practices, for example, from the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Have you not seen that stupid idiot, that wishful thinking person who has made his own desires his God, his Allah? And compare that with ourselves. We see a lady on a street and we know it is haram to look at her. She's not permissible for us to look at her at any time. Do we give preference to the law of Allah not to look, or do we give preference to our desire of looking at that woman? If we look at that woman, we have given desire to our own God. We have made our desires, which Allah calls here hawa. Hawa is a useless thing, which has got no reality. We gave preference to that which has got no reality over to the command of Allah Ta'ala. Our business dealings, if they are based on interest, then on what have we give preference to? The laws of Allah or making of money? Many, many other things we can see, whether we really have got iman or it is just our wishful thinking. And the reality of the matter will open in the qabr. There our wishful thinking is not going to help us in the least but whatsoever. Whatever is the reality in our heart, that will help us there. So this ayat is a very important ayat for us to meditate upon and think, not for other people's sake, but for my own sake, that what is my condition, my iman, etc. Then Allah Ta'ala makes the genuine rule, may ya'mal su'an yujzabi. Jo koi burai karega, usko saza paavega. Whoever does any wrong, he will get the punishment for it. Your wishful thinking is not going to help you and bail you out in any way. But whatever wrong you do, you will get the punishment accordingly. وَلَا يَجِدْ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا نَصِيرًا. اور نہ پاوے گا اللہ کے سوا اپنا کوئی حمایتی اور نہ کوئی مددگار. And a person will find nobody besides Allah Ta'ala as his helper or his person who will come to his aid. Only Allah can be your friend, Allah can be your helper, nobody else. So see what is our relationship with Allah Ta'ala. We all made Fajr Farz Namaz now. But sing from Allahu Akbar till Assalamu Alaikum, how much did we have connection with Allah? When Allah alone is our helper, Allah alone is our guide and our wali, our representative. How did we even think of Allah when we said Allahu Akbar? When we made salam, did we make salam to the farishta which are on our shoulders, to the people on our right, the imam on what side we was? Or was it just an empty namaz that we made? And yet we are happy that we are very fervent with Fajr, and we don't miss our Fajr with Jamaat, but we are hardly really present in our Fajr namaz. Just our bodies are here, our souls, our soul, our ruh is not present here. And we don't seem to care to make any effort to correct our namaz. Just our customary namazes that we make, outward namazes, we are happy with that. That is also a great boon from Allah, but it is absolutely important that we try and boost and better ourselves. Nobody in the world who is earning 2,000 rand is happy with that for his life. He wants to earn 10,000 and he wants to earn 20 and 50,000 a month. But for these, we are all just content where we are. We don't think of upgrading ourselves and becoming better Muslims. And dunya's things are only temporary. These things are forever in the year after. Dunya's enjoyments are filled with lot of fear, accidents, illnesses, heartache, lot of problems. Akhirat enjoyment have got nothing to diminish the value of the enjoyments there. No sicknesses in the akhirat, no accidents in the akhirat, no fears of anything in the akhirat. But yet we give all preference for this dunya. May Allah give us proper understanding and to think for ourselves what is good for me, for my family, my children, my wife, my family, what is good, and make the actions and preparations according to that. And again, don't forget today was all the millions of people in Arafat, and Allah becoming extremely joyous and happy seeing people from what walks of life, what sacrifices they have made, all just to come to fulfill their obligation of Hajj. May Allah make us part of parcel of them as well.